This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Welcome, everybody, to Hyper RPG, the Hyperdrive. We're so excited to be here tonight. My name's Chris Odie, and we're broadcasting from the Zombie Orpheus Entertainment Studio in lovely Tacoma, Washington.
I love the content you all put out.
Thanks.
I'm wishing the best for you all and the company during this hectic time. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you, Chad.
That was
very
sweet,
Chad.
Very nice. We are all very excited to be here tonight. Many familiar faces for some of you all out there. Christian Doyle is here. Joe Help. Yeah, we just met. So there we go. Mitch Gilman is here. Sarah Sanders, Odie, Ryan Chappelle, Maggie Doyle. Your name has become
shapeable. I mean, you know, it's in the ballpark.
I don't know.
Just call me Ry-Ry. It's easier.
Ry-Ry, the guy who secretly has jorts underneath the table guy. Maggie Doyle, the most Irish name ever. Matt,
you're welcome.
Just...
the most Lithuanian name ever. Right?
Oh, there
no,
you go.
I don't think that's true.
And James Dunham is
okay. Yeah, but
well.
Like, you'd have
We've
to be like an
A mark and a backup mark behind the tech deck. We're going to be great tonight.
Yeah.
We are doing tonight Department of Spin, which I kind of explained before the break, but I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.
Oh.
The way this show, or the way this game works is pretty simple. We have issues, we have scandals, and we're going to try and respond to those scandals while focused on the issues. You in chat, you can throw different things at us through the store. You can throw hashtag issue at us, which will give us another issue to focus on. Hashtag baggage, which will give us the ability to select a random issue from someone else at the table to deal with. Hashtag 5D, as in Dutch dip, duck, duck, dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge.
That was eight. That was eight D's.
That is where, if you want, when we start questioning each other in the press conference, you can add another question. This will all make sense. Just roll with it. Hashtag scandal, that is where that you provide the scandal we can respond to. Hashtag spin doctor, where we have to add more issues to the our answers this round and is stackable. And hashtag hail chat, where we must respond to the scandal in song.
Why?
That is what I wanted
to. Because I have to do something with the guitar I brought.
Okay. You didn't bring it to my
hair. It's been here for weeks.
I'm so excited for these characters. Department of Spin is available for purchase if you enjoy the game tonight. We are amending the rules a little bit because we can, and because it'll work really well for this format. But we're excited to do it for you. As an example, tonight's first scandal will be the president is a figment of our collective imagination. And in that case, I think that it is time that we focus on the American dream. Because here's the thing, people.
Uh-huh.
Without our dreams, who would we be? Our dreams determine our reality. And really, the idea of dreams, as Jung himself would have said, is about the collective imagination. So if you think about it, by being imaginary, the president is just leaning into that American dream that we all hold so dear. And I really respect that. I think you should too. You know what? In the interest of an example, there will be questions this round.
What does the president dream about?
The president? The president dreams of electric sheep.
Oh. Follow-up question?
Yes.
The name of the sheep, please.
George.
So it's just one?
Sheep can be
a
singular.
A single sheep.
Singular sheep. Yes.
Will they be reunited with their families?
That was not formed in the question of a may
Damn.
I.
So the president and sheep... Could you tell us more about that, please?
The president's Scottish ancestry will not be discussed right now, and I am going to go check on our imaginary president.
Racism!
So that's how it works. Someone else can come up.
All right. Okay.
Never too soon to start singing hashtag hail chat.
Oh, God.
Whoa! Oh,
God. What?
I assume that's for next round.
Yeah.
Hi,
not been there too much for you this year. Feels important to lend you a hand today. Hashtag issue.
Issue.
Yes.
Is that when she has to take another issue? I don't know.
I'm just gonna go. We'll figure it out. All right, so I know you've all heard that the president is a figment of our imagination, but what I really think we need to do is focus. And what we need to be focusing on is homelessness. Homelessness is a problem in America. You know why? You know why? Because we think they're invisible. Mm-hmm. Oh. We walk right by them. We don't pay attention. I mean, in one of the ODAs where I'm from, there's just tons of them. But listen, the president is just trying to bring light to homelessness by becoming invisible. Questions?
Wow.
Yes?
Are you from New York now?
It changed halfway through. But the thing is that I represent all people.
Follow-up question?
Yeah.
Are there any people you don't represent?
No. I represent everyone. We're going this way now, everyone. What's happening?
Filthy globalists.
Anyone else? No? It was perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Next.
Honestly, oh.
What just happened?
Can't say. It violates the terms of service.
People of planet America, as you can probably guess, I am here once again to address your stupid supposed scandal. Apparently, the president, our great dark lord, elected official of planet America, country America, is in fact a figment of our collective imagination, but I think we, the people, need to focus on the real issue at hand, which is, of course, public education. Why, you ask?
Yeah.
You humans have become so stupid through your education at public schools that you have collectively made up a president. So, is the issue the pretend president, or is the issue public education? I vote for our schools, because
hashtag
we don't leave
scandal
children
the
behind.
President spent $1 trillion to get the Firefly TV show rebooted with the original actors. He was not successful.
We will add that to the docket. Thank you very
much,
Jack.
Peace out.
Well done. I was
going to
give a question.
Oh, you want questions? Oh, yes. No. I will answer one question from anyone who is not him.
Yeah, I got a question. Could you take his question, please?
Absolutely. What's your question, sir?
Robot.
Ah, yes, the dulcet sounds of Elton John, the greatest songwriter who ever lived.
In honor of that hashtag issue for Joe Forgettable White Guy's Tongue, Dee, so glad to see you all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, couldn't you also make the argument that the ability of the people to collectively create this fictional president actually shows some creativity on the part of our public education?
Yes, creativity absolutely wins wars, doesn't it? You stupid man. Next question.
I've got a quick question here. Which continent is country America on?
Planet America is located in the greatest state of the Union, I believe, Washington, D.C. Is that correct? It is!
Somebody Google it.
Hail America! I will take no further questions. You are all puny humans.
Next up,
that's my favorite. Fellow humans, your fellow ordinary humans.
In his defense, some of us are puny.
All right, everybody, quiet down. We're going to address the thing that's on everybody's mind, which is the president becoming a figment of the collective imagination of all Americans. And to address that, I want to first address the problem of marijuana, which is affecting one in three Americans across America.
It's affecting one in eight people in this room.
They call it a contact high. It's a contact high across America caused by the rampant liberal agenda of the global marijuana cartel.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the problem. We're all token up across America, and we are figmenting a president. So it's on you. All right, questions. You have one back there.
Yeah, where is my bike?
Your bike? That's a great question. So the bike, hold on, let me check my notes for a minute. Your bike is in your bike is in a splinter universe. Hold on, I'm getting this. A splinter universe. We have people on there right now tracking your bike, and they will be getting back to you in the very near future. Next question.
Oh.
Yes?
You said they were part of a group.
A group.
A cartel. So do they have colors? Do they match? Is it like a gang thing? Can we point them out? Can we see them?
You can see them. They wear special hats.
Uh-huh.
And they created Hollywood.
Oh!
Yeah, I fucking went there. So, what else you got? That's it?
No, Mr. Secretary.
I'm sorry, I got no time.
No, please. It's just an important question. How are the cartels going to be profiting when there's so many legal sources of marijuana these days?
You are asking me about the business of an illegal activity, to which I respond that, as I'm responding now, that we have no knowledge of criminal activities in this administration or how they work. But you could perhaps Google it.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Because we're all connected now through devices.
Not devices.
Duh. I see what you did there. Is that it? We got it? What?
Mr. Secretary, I got a question.
I'm the press. Oh, yeah, that's right. Secretary.
Okay, Mr.
Call me Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Wait, real fast. Can you just identify the accent you're doing right now for me?
This is from the south side of Chicago.
I'm
from Sox 35th. I live just down the
road. 35th?
Yeah. How you doing? All right. So Vienna Beef, or are you a East Coast guy? Are you a Nathan's guy? That's what I want to know.
So the question is about whether I am a Chicago dog guy or a Nathan's East Coast guy, and I think I've answered that many times in the past. And my statement today stands as it was in the past.
Convenient pause.
We really need to address the hashtag issue of the global laxative shortage caused by the new huffing craze among youngsters called Charlie Brown.
Oh, no!
Glad that's not mine. Anyway, back to the dog question in question.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah, well, what do you know? When you use the same word over and over, you can make it rhyme. It's sort of like the Doors, where they say, try to set the night on fire, baby.
Fire.
Wow. They just rhyme with fire.
Those both rhyme.
So I hope that answers your question well enough. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Who's up?
I took a lap around the entire studio.
Yeah.
It's my first day as Madam Mr. Secretary. So I wanted to talk about this issue that's been on everyone's minds. You know, you probably heard your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle talking about it, and that is that our president is a figment of your imagination. Uh-huh. And there's a really good reason for that. I've got Wikipedia. I got sources. Sources that have been telling me that actually the president became a fictional character because a figment of your imagination, because he wants to highlight the problem with conspiracies.
Oh.
You know, you've probably heard this one a lot, which is that in fact the Oval Office is filled with lizard shapeshifters, and like that is the real threat here. I mean, you got to think about this. You know someone, you see them every day, but have you ever tested them? Have you ever seen if they're eating crickets? Have you ever asked them if they're a lizard?
Can we do
that? That's it. That right. That covers it.
Are you a lizard?
No, I've been thoroughly tested. See, no, I look like a human, so I can't be a lizard.
Yeah. Follow up. I'm unconvinced. Are you sure you're not a lizard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I was a lizard, I would be able to touch my tongue to the top of my nose. I cannot.
Oh, all right. Well,
yes.
You said it was your first day. What were you doing before this?
Oh, you know, before this, I had some other very important jobs. You know, I used to run the local paper. Like, I delivered it on my bicycle.
You were a newspaper carrier.
That's right. I'm very
Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. I did the DoorDash. I've done them all. Yeah. Sorry about your order, though.
And sorry, question.
Yes.
You just randomly went from working at Five Guys to working here with us. I mean, does that mean the lizard?
Oh, no. It wasn't random. I delivered to the president before he chose to become a figment of your imagination.
Oh.
So that was pretty much it. It was like his tip. He didn't give me a real tip. He just gave me a job. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna yell out three words to you. Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Heating stone.
Mm.
Okay. Great. Crickets.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Okay. Tails. Don't need them, or something you can do without them sometimes?
We'll leave them or take them.
Detach
them? That's a kid. I think we're good here.
So.
This is really about the conspiracies and the lizard people that you should be watching out for, and not about me. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I can't live this way.
You can. Should we switch scans?
Yeah, well, I think what we'll do is, I think this was a good test run. So going forward, let's just do this to kind of move through stuff. A maximum of 4 people per scandal.
Okay.
There we go.
And a maximum of 2 people throwing follow-up questions.
Okay.
Got it.
Just so we can move through stuff.
We've got a new scandal.
What is the new scandal?
New scandal.
Our new scandal is that there are rumors that the Klanners interfered with the presidential election. Will you please address that?
Like he knows something about the Klanners walking up here like he's Mr. Big Show. Oh, yeah.
May I have the piece of paper? Thank you.
I have a question.
your question can wait until my response to the issue. There are rumors that the Klanners interfered in the election. I think what we really need to worry about right now is North Korea. Seriously, people, Space Russia, I mean, the United States government has been taking seriously the issue of North Korea for years, and now you are talking about Klanner interference in elections.
There is no invasion.
There is no invasion. But Vasily, take care of him. These rumors are unsubstantiated, and one thing that is not unsubstantiated is North Korea. They are scary. They have weapons of nuclear destruction. And I will tell you one more thing. Worst haircuts in the world. And if there's one thing America has, look around you. Beautiful haircuts. Questions?
Sir. I thought you were from Chicago.
Is mistaken. You must have seen cousin from Illinois. Is that's what you say.
Okay.
It ends
okay.
with an S, but it's a Illinois.
He's
a barbarian cousin from somewhere else. Next question.
Who is this Vasily that you mentioned taking care of something earlier?
Vasily is the important adjutant to press corps removal.
Should we be concerned?
Absolutely be concerned. No more questions. Thank you very much.
Next up.
Come this way. Thank you. All right. Was he on the plastic?
Oh, shit.
Oh, did you want
to
go?
No, they're for myself.
They were doing up yet. Oh, I didn't get it. All right. So, I heard that there's a rumor that we have clans or something invading, which seems a little crazy, personally. But something that they could bring, if it was true, I mean, if it was a possibility, and I'm not saying it is, it just, if...
it was, anyway, there's technological innovation is really, really important. And if they did come, I mean, they had really good stuff. So that, yeah, they would be good at that.
Sir, question, please?
Yes.
Question?
Uh-huh.
The president is quoted to say that the Clanners are filthy, cheating technologists. Could you reply to that?
Well, if you know all the zeros and ones in the technology, then you're not really cheating. You're just using your attributes. Yes?
Yes, is there a possibility they could be just, I don't know, instead of filthy Clanners, what if they were just ordinary barbarian pirates?
See, and I think that would be fine, because pirating and software go together really well. Mm-hmm. So, if it's true, which it's not.
Well, that was too
bad. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to call me that at work.
What's the issue again? Oh, Clanners.
It's yes. right in front of you there.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. The rumors about these Clanners, they are true, but it's due to the fact of cloning.
It's true.
That's true.
Wow.
It's cloning. The clones. I have direct reports from our own Commander Cody that these Clanners are in fact a problem. It's due to this cloning. This cloning needs to stop. I like you. Don't get me wrong. I like you all. I like you. I like you. I wouldn't like two of you. We need to stop this cloning right away. Questions.
Are they cloning?
What are they cloning?
Yeah, specifically.
Sheep? They started with sheep? They started with an
alpaca? So it just
alpaca.
Means more lamb for me to eat?
Oh, but now it's...
So the president has more sheep than we have been led to believe.
That's true. We were told one sheep.
We were told one sheep.
How many sheep? This cloning needs to stop.
How many sheep were there and when did the president know about it?
Huh?
There we go.
I just got a Pikachu. No further questions?
Fuck it.
All right.
So is chat voting on us? Or
yeah, so chat, done? This round, any mod who can hear me, and I do appreciate your humoring us, chat. And the mods. Mods, if each round you could just basically take the four folk who go up and just create a quick poll of those four, let chat vote. And the winner receives
Pride. or humiliation. Either way.
We cut the winner off first.
Ow.
People of House America, it's me again, Press Secretary Dean Abloh. Look, there are rumors going around that there are that Clanners interfered in the election. I would like you to know that this administration does not support racism of any kind, and we are not in any way affiliated with the Klan. Was that? Oh, okay. All right. I was misinformed about what we were all talking about. Fact is, this is really the issue here, is the interference of the mainstream media. And them blowing things so out of proportion. I don't know if you have noticed this, but for every mech that we have coming over here, blowing the crap out of a small town and using it as a military outpost, we also have probably 500,000 to 600,000 Mexican terrorists right at our border.
Mexican terrorists.
What?
Got it.
I will be taking exactly one question about this, possibly two, but no more than one. Yes.
Mr. Secretary, could you please give us some
Master
Secretary, could you please give us some sort of corroborating evidence as to where you got that asinine number of terrorists?
There was no corroboration. This administration has said so over and over again. Fool.
Could you answer his question?
No corroboration.
There was no corroboration.
Can you spell that for us?
No. You know why? Because I have a job. I have people to read things to me and tell me what to say to you. I see. Next question. I'm killing you with my mind right now, and you don't even know, dude.
We're good.
You don't even know. Bullets from the mind. It's like a quivering palm strike. It could take days to take effect, but soon, dead.
I think that's four, right?
I think it's it.
I think that was four.
That's the fourth.
So
wait, what about the Gauss rifle?
Nope. Please give me one.
The Gauss rifle.
Or two.
It's a myth. Doesn't exist. This is the mask system.
Big Elect Pro.
Yeah, chat, go ahead and we lost our feed of the chat, so we're gonna catch up. Looks like they are voting right now.
Fix it, Mark!
That's awesome.
Oh god, so
we have redundant marks specifically for this purpose.
Double the mark.
Where's the backup, Mark?
Who all went up? We,
I did.
We had four. Sarah went up. You went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had four.
Yeah.
Matt went up, Sarah went up, Joe went up.
What about the guy looking at porn over there? Is he doing anything? Or what's
his he's running everything.
It's chat, it's chat porn. It's
so the two things I learned from when we tried this before, I saw someone in chat asking this. It is a real game. You can purchase it. I believe it's on print on demand. Just Google Department of Spin, and I'll try and find the link for you by the next time that we do this conversation. The two things I learned from the last time we did this. One, I learned that it was really hard to try and do the show and actually run the show. Because of you all. The other thing I learned was to not give Mitch access to breakable forms of like anything.
Crockery.
Porcelain. Crockery or porcelain, anything. That's the...
I'm not on camera.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Mark,
you
are. I am?
No, I think that's what it is right now. Yeah.
Now you are.
So they're voting right now.
Mark, pay attention.
While that is going on, James, we have
another talking over here.
Winner is Shimmy.
Yep, Shimmy is the winner.
Yeah.
Of course, Space Russia all the way sweet.
We do have another issue.
What is our new scandal?
Our new scandal is the president has spent $1 trillion to get Firefly rebooted with the original actors and was not successful.
Oh.
Okay.
Use the hail chat this round.
Use the hail chat. We have to sing.
Sing! Yeah. Sing!
Okay, we have to sing.
Suddenly everyone got back down in their chairs.
I know. Like,
what happened?
I was getting out of the way.
So you have to sing.
We have to sing.
Oh, all right,
bless this brave
soul. What's going to happen?
Okay, got to think about this one.
So the president wanted Firefly, and he spent a lot of money, but the problem was that the internet is too full of cat videos, so everyone was too distracted and couldn't think about Firefly because of cat videos, obviously.
Yeah.
Here.
All right.
Yeah, here.
Cat videos sang to Firefly.
No questions. No questions.
Fuck it up.
Okay, on the singing ones, maybe.
No questions.
No questions.
Did you guys get that I was doing meow, 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 meow?
Yes, I got it.
Those are the cat videos.
Yeah. I'm here with you.
No, striking melody.
Okay, now I do get it. It's like she can't really decide on a tune, can she?
A guitar? That's just cheating now.
Yeah, he's cheating.
Don't worry. Evil never cheats.
Oh, I'm gonna use that. That's good.
I had the same number of seconds to come up with my bullshit answer as all of you. Don't get mad just because I brought an instrument.
No, I got an instrument.
That's a.
I'm just saying.
There are rumors that the president tried to reboot Firefly, but he was unsuccessful because he spent too much money. But the real issue here, I think, should be Phyllis. And here's why. Phyllian got too fat. Baldwin got
got too fat. Bakarin got too old and fat as well. Are there questions? Are there questions you dare ask me here at this podium?
I got that one. You know you're on the internet, right?
Oh. I'm sorry. Eden started fat from the beginning. Too far. I'm playing an evil person. You all realize it is a character, right? My feelings about Fillion are very deep and somewhat sexual. I'm still on the internet. Excuse me.
Why is no one coming?
Oh my god.
Because they're laughing so hard.
Oh my god.
I don't know that anyone else can go up.
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
Can you just win? Are you allowed to just win?
Why don't we just give that one to Christian?
Win. Yeah, I think he wins.
Christian,
Sarah, major props though for going up.
Yeah.
Somebody had to take my bullet.
Holy crap balls.
Honestly, Sarah, I thought the only thing was you were too subtle. I didn't even pick up on all the intricacies of the melody you were doing.
Yeah, and she tied it into her issue.
Yeah, it was really smart.
Okay, so let's get into
Wheels within wheels.
We have an issue, though.
Joe has an issue in your
subject. Hashtag scandal, the vice president is actually three Pomeranians in a trench coat.
What? Vice president and coat.
We heard that.
He's got a coat habit.
Three Pomeranians in a trench coat.
President is actually three Pomeranians in a trench coat. Yeah, I still feel like they're talking and we can't see it.
So, hi, afternoon, morning, what time is it?
Oh,
good
late.
Evening. Welcome. We're very excited to continue to address you and let you know about more things going on with the president, with whom we are all very thankful to be associated and in no way, shape, or form have been editing our LinkedIn profiles. Things are great. You know, there's this recent scandal going on about the president is actually three Pomeranians. In a large coat, and I would love to stand here and explain to you why that's not true, why that's not true at all. But at the end of the day, it's true. I will admit that on the record. However, the president is doing this very deliberately as an issue that we should all stay focused on, which is animal rights. And animal rights, people.
Animal rights.
Finishing one and another full hashtag issue, James gets the pick.
Thank you very much, Chet. But I'm just telling you animal rights are something that we as human beings often forget about. We don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. And the president, this chair moves. The president is very deliberately chose to be placed into the position of three Pomeranians in a large coat so that we could be reminded on a daily basis of the importance and value of our
hashtag hail hail chat. The president has decreed that only potatoes from Idaho may be used for creating fries or potato slices. All other slices are expressly forbidden from being sold.
I think we've covered all of our bases. Are there any questions at all about the Pomeranian situation?
Who cleans up their poop?
We have people. We have the best people. We have binders full of good people who can
binders
handle that.
Binders full of poop.
Binders full of people binders who are capable
of picking up poop.
Of poop picking up. It's actually not that hard once you've tried it a couple times.
Picking up poop.
Yep.
Have you picked up poop?
I have in my time been known to do a little bit of getting my hands in there, so to speak. Just kind of digging on in.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Why would you put your hands in the poop
honestly, at the end of the day, it's just not that bad. It's just not that different from it's from the rest of my job. It's really not that different. I'm basically dealing with piles of shit each and every day. So at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
Excuse me. What's the president's position on canine scatology?
I'll answer that in just a second.
First of all, we are all laughing way too hard to type coherently at this time. Second, hi Maggie. Third, I heard a hashtag scandal that the president decreed that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh,
no!
Man. Correct.
No.
Was that actually Pax?
That's our first 500, by the way.
Why share your hashtag Hail Chat?
Thanks, chat.
At 500, right. Do we get to, like, get rid of our issues and get new ones?
Yeah, if you want to swap your issues, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
my issues
right.
suck.
To address a concern about canine scatology.
Yeah. They're canine scatologists. Yes.
Scatologists and scatology, while controversial, is a valid religion in its own way. And, you know, I have been told that the Church of Scatologists can be very welcoming and accommodating, depending on how much... I'm sorry, what?
Money.
Scatology is what? Oh, that's gross. I will have to get back to you on that one, sir.
The global scatology conspiracy has to be addressed.
Oh, sorry, that's the end of my shift. Good luck.
Okay,
all right.
Hello again. Yeah. All right, so we're talking about the president. Back on it. I know. Who knows what it's going to turn into. I sure as hell don't. Okay. So, listen.
I know her.
Just sleep with her.
Not dressed like that, I don't.
No! Lights off, folks!
Back on the head. All right.
What?
So. No. Anyway, we're talking about.
And scene.
And three Pomeranians, you know, in a trench coat. And y'all, that's just the silliest thing I've ever heard. But you know what? If he was, it would be dealing with a bigger issue, which is world peace. You know why? I want you to look at three Pomeranians in a trench coat and tell me you don't fall in love instantly. Yeah, no, you tell me. It's going to create peace all around the world. There's going to be people with guns. They're going to want to shoot you, and you're just going to be like, look, it's our president. And it's going to be, oh, little poopers. Oh, little poopers. They're just going to pat them questions.
Yeah, you just referred to our vice president as our president. Do you know something we don't?
Fake news. Next question.
Do you have any Pomeranians?
Oh, no. I kind of like the queen. She's got all those little corgis. That's what I just got. Lots of corgis. They're herding dogs. In the Midwest, we need those to herd our love.
Herd our love.
Citizens are appalled to hear the hashtag scandal that the president has declared that a hot dog is not a sandwich and that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Oh,
there
man,
are riots and eateries nationwide.
Well,
it's not very easy.
That's too many issues in one issue.
So no more questions?
Okay.
Yeah, good work. Okay.
Too many scandals in one scandal.
I take your seat.
Oh, booze.
That one ain't fast.
That's why I got the other one.
Another one of those.
Oh, sweet Lord. Now I have to drive home.
Good luck.
You want to split it with me?
Moment of silence for the soldier of Dune. That's enough.
So what's this I'm hearing now? The president is three Pomeranians stacked together in a trench coat.
Vice president.
That is some Scooby-Doo ass shit I've ever heard. Come on now. The real issue. Excuse me. That is my.
Yeah.
Forgetful white guys. My issue, camera. Can we get a shot on this side, please?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey. Those two. The real issue at hand. Forgettable white guy.
Hey!
Look at those faces. Will you remember him from down the line? Absolutely not. Is that
the
Zach?
Same person?
Is that Rai? Is that person I just met?
It's just
Matt.
Matt, it's the most forgettable white guy name ever.
That's why we have four of them in our group.
I think you have a great name.
Thanks.
So, camera back to me, please. Thank you. The real issue I had before was cloning. Might as well be forgettable white guys, just like clones. There's a lot of them out there. We gotta fix that shit right now. Questions.
What is your solution
for
fixing this shit, as you put it?
He's gonna make love.
Were you actually suggesting some sort of
genocide?
Yeah,
absolutely not. The president would not recommend genocide in any shape or form.
Oh, good.
Next question, please.
Yeah, question. Might be the elephant in the room here. What about the white women?
Oh, we good with those white ones.
For all.
Yes.
Let me just.
Oh, got a question for you later.
My goodness.
Woo! Back that shit up.
Woo! Is that three or four?
Oh, let's call it four.
Okay. We do have a new scandal.
What is our new scandal, James?
Rumors have it that the president has declared that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Ooh.
Damn it, this makes me physically angry.
I would like to point out the person who did this did not agree with it. They just wanted a good topic.
Right. It's a good topic.
All right.
Who's going up?
I guess I'll take that one.
And unfortunately for you, the real issue for you is that global laxative shortages caused a new huffing craze among youngsters called Charlie Brown.
Charlie Browning.
Mitch is all about that.
All right. Fuck. Camera back on me, motherfucker! Hey, how you doing? Buddy Romano here from the president's office to talk to you about... What am I talking about?
Huffing?
Global laxative shortage caused by the new huffing craze among youngsters called Charlie Browning.
Charlie Browning. We've all heard of it now. And, you know it's widespread. You know it's spreading like wildfire. And the kids are huffing it. They're huffing the poop. Are they huffing poop?
Ew.
That's what it is, right?
Ew. Seriously?
Kids.
No, this is...
Don't huff poop. What's the scandal I'm trying to get behind
Die
there?
Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Everybody knows it. It takes place at Nakatomi Plaza where they do not celebrate Christmas because they are Japanese.
Oh my god.
What? They don't. Why is the camera off of me? Cut it out! I'm trying to address something on behalf of America right now. What about the poop, you ask? Glad you asked. The poop is getting out of hand. The poop is all over the place, and Charlie Browning is a very, somebody pour me one, a very, very serious issue that needs to be addressed. The president realizes this, and that is why the president has assembled a blue ribbon commission to investigate the poop. I will take your questions now. Thank you, darling. Excuse me a minute.
How is the poop huffing connected to Die Hard again?
Oh, right, the huffing part. When you huff, you'll make this with your toes, right, in the carpet. Right?
What?
This is the connection. Look, I'm going stream of consciousness here. Bear with me. If there are no more questions, there's more questions. No, please, I got all night. Go ahead.
Has the president gone out to the coast and had a few laughs?
Yeah, he went out to the coast. He had a few laughs, you know, like you do. Jesus, I'm schmitzing up here. It's out of control. Yeah, oh, somebody else needs a little drinky. Well, yeah, the president understands. He's been from coast to coast addressing this issue. And he awaits the Blue Ribbon Commission to decide our next step.
Who is presently on the Blue Ribbon Commission, and what is their goal?
That's an excellent question, which I have the answer to right now. So I'm going to address that with my answer about the Blue Ribbon Connection. What was that again? Commission.
The Rainbow Connection.
Yeah, please. Are we back to the singing? I can't do Kermit. The President's Commission is made up of, in no particular order, Dermot Mulroney.
Oh.
Yeah. Ariana Huffington. Oh, Ariana Grande.
Oh, both Arianas.
And the guy who did the SpaceX thing. What's that
called? Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
The very guy.
Oh, okay.
And that.
Those all sound like perfumes.
Hold on a minute. I got a little Elon Musk going right now.
So I think there you have it. If there are no further questions, and there better not be, I will take my leave and, you know.
People of Planet America! Hello, it's me again, Press Secretary Dean Amblow. Our last press secretary had to step down as he was caught Charlie Browning. Which I, of course, am here to address. It is one of many issues that we are here to discuss today. The Charlie Browning issue, which you all know has to do with fecal matter and huffing it to get yourself high and see other higher forms of consciousness. Don't worry, the president says he has his number 2 on it right now. So, it will not be an issue for very much longer. The greatest scandal we are dealing with here today is, of course, the supposed statement by our president that Die Hard is not, in fact, a Christmas movie. I say, he never said that. Maybe he heard someone said it and maybe repeated it in conversation, but he certainly didn't say it. He wants us now to focus on the true issues. As we sit around our fireplaces during this holiday season watching Die Hard, and as we watch Hans Gruber slowly, gently fall off the Nakatomi building to his
death. Too soon.
To his demise. I want you to think of childhood obesity. That's the issue. Had Hans Gruber been an obese child, well, I assure you the mess he would have made at the bottom of the Nakatomi building would have been much more extreme. But wouldn't that have created jobs? I will be taking questions now. Yes, white man.
Yes, I just wanted to confirm. It's my understanding that there is some sort of connection between your obsession with childhood obesity as well as the failed attempt to reboot Firefly.
The issue of childhood obesity is an issue. Not what you said it was. It's a real platform to stand on. And I never said anything about Firefly. I said. Next question. White man. Ah, white lady.
Is Charlie Browning real? Please, please, God, tell me that it is not.
I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of Charlie Browning, although you may be surprised to know that one of his ancestors invented the machine gun as we know it. You're welcome. Next question.
John Moses Brown.
I thought not.
If we need a substitute laxative during the shortage, do you have any suggestions on what we can use?
Yes. Put your thumb in your mouth and blow. Ablo out.
Stop. Ooh. Stop. Stop. Oh. Too late. Oh.
Thanks. I swear to God, you guys and your fake news. Die Hard is not a Christmas. You think the president, our president, said Die Hard is not a Christmas movie?
We have recordings of him saying that it was.
No. We were sitting down the other day, Oval Office, just me and him, hanging
good
out.
Workers.
You know what we were watching? We were watching Die Hard. Do you know why we were watching Die Hard?
Because you were high on vape.
Oh. Getting the holiday season, Die Hard takes place holiday time. It's a Christmas party. A Christmas party. Automatically puts it in the Christmas category. They're celebrating the holidays, celebrating Christmas. It's really about a tale of a John McClane going against Hans Gruber. Do you know why? John McClane, the metaphor for why John McClane's taking on Hans Gruber. This is what the president said to me. He looked me into my eyes, into the windows of my soul, and said to me, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay. Because he knew that John McClane was against exports. That's what he hates. He hates Hans Gruber for what he's trying to export in. Not his hate Die Hard. Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie.
Question.
Forget about white guy.
How do you export something into a country?
Yeah. They're exporting it from their country into our country. We don't want that. This is America.
No. We use English as a language in America, and so when you export something, it goes away from you, not towards you.
That's not what's exporting right now.
And yes. It's import. Why didn't you just say import?
Because he doesn't want exports. He doesn't want, we want our stuff. We don't have people exporting in our, that's
because
how it
that's
works.
That's his issue and he's trying to cheat.
They're exporting. When you're importing in, they're importing into us, but no, they're exporting into us. Opposite of import is export, and that's what the president doesn't want.
Look,
Die Hard, absolutely, we love Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie. He doesn't want exporting.
Sir, I have a very pressing question here, and are you suggesting
last one.
Any movie that takes place on Christmas Day, or has one of the many scenes in it taking place in that time, is therefore a Christmas movie?
John McClane. Are you familiar with John McClane? Christmas Party. That is a key factor. But do you know? Are you familiar with a red-suited jolly fellow named Santa Claus?
Yes. Are we asking the questions, or are you?
Oh, I'm just trying to get on the same page with you because apparently you don't understand.
Oh.
Woo.
Oh. Wow. Shade.
It's okay. He's not going to remember us tomorrow, so don't worry about it.
Santa Claus brings joy and presents to the masses. That's a classic Christmas tradition, right? John McClane also brings joy.
He brings bullets and anger.
I don't
get it.
I saw the fourth movie. I would disagree with part of that.
You say so. It's things that bring joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so does cocaine. Yeah.
She's right. She's right.
I was gonna say college.
She's right.
No further questions.
Is anyone else still going up, or was that four?
That was four.
Let's say it's four.
Close enough.
Let's say it's four.
It's four.
I asked. I said was it. I didn't say was it.
Let's just keep going. Let's keep them. Let's move on.
Okay, we're gonna do three this round. Let's pull up a new scandal, somebody.
The
last round?
We do have one from Chet.
We're gonna find out.
All right, what's our
Chet's new scandal to us is, the president has declared that a hot dog is not a sandwich and that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. There are riots and eateries nationwide.
Oh. Mm. Okay. So it totally makes sense. Why hot dogs?
Good luck, guys.
That's a good one. Yeah. Insane.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That was just nice.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
So again, it makes total sense that hot dogs are not a sandwich and pineapple is not supposed to be on pizza because of endangered species. Hot dogs, you know, come from a multitude of sources, many of which are endangered. As our pineapples, as the tropics are becoming too tropical, and there's the global warming bad and makes everything extinct. So hot dogs are not sandwiches because of endangered species, as pineapples are also endangered and should not be on pizza. We should harness the love of pineapples into pina coladas only, maybe some curry, but pina coladas mostly. Questions?
So the president is proposing that hot dogs become a special class of food rather than being just a sandwich? Or is the president proposing that hot dogs are no longer a food item and able to be consumed by everyone who loves them?
Well, sure, hot dogs for the more affluent would be fine because they get anything they want, but the common person,
right.
It'll be more expensive with the endangered species of hot dogs.
Follow up. Will there be a tax on hot dogs?
Obviously, because how else are we going to make money?
Understood.
Sir, a follow-up question over here.
Yeah.
Tell us about the president's stance, if you will.
It's a little bit lopsided.
Hold on. I agree. On the pineapple use of the women's washrooms.
What?
Pineapples using women's washroom, Sarah.
Oh.
Yep. I would take that on my own if I were you.
Wait, what? Pineapples are now sentient and using women's restrooms?
That is the report.
You're crazy.
I may be a little tipsy.
Well, then you should not be talking, because pineapples are not sentient.
But the
they're just endangered.
On me right now, Sarah. There's a red light that says, I'm talking. What, fucker? Seriously? Mark, you and I are going to talk later.
Sometime.
Which one's Mark?
Okay.
Who's Mark?
Okay.
It's one of the forgettable white guys. Don't worry about it. They're not important.
No, but he comes in trouble.
Okay. All right, kid.
The winner of last round was definitely not evil Christian.
Oh.
So, You recently
He's
heard...
He's not here, let's not tell him.
Yeah.
So, the president came out. You know, we're going to New York with this one. Okay, so the president said that hot dogs... I'm just going to go back and forth every time I get up here. You know what's awesome? I can't tell the difference. That's how bad of an accent it is. The president was saying, your hot dogs are not sandwiches, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, but you're missing the real message here. You know what that real message is? The separation of church and state. See, the president is highlighting for you, the people, that there is a difference between things, okay? Not everything just is all one big willy-nilly grab bag. There are differences. Hot dogs, not sandwiches. The church, the state, separated. Get with the program. Yes, question.
Are all the hot dogs kosher?
No.
So that would be another separation then?
Yeah, there's kosher hot dogs and non-kosher hot dogs. What are you, like, stupid?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, no, I mean, I love you. You're cute.
So about pineapple on pizza, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it's just an additive thing to something that is universally accepted as being the same wherever you go, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm sorry. Don't you know the Chicago pizza and New York pizza? What, you say into the same thing?
They're all pizza, right?
No.
Chicago pizza is actually pizza.
Oh.
It's a pie.
It's a cat.
Sorry.
I am going to flip this motherfucking table.
Thank you, Master Seth.
Hey, I love Uno. Saying. I love Pizzeria Uno, but come on, man.
Are you saying it's too much pizza for you?
It's not pizza.
So basically, you get it. Separation. He was just explaining to all you low-life
people. It's like
a quiche with more flour. Very straight. Okay, is there another question?
Do you personally put ketchup on a hot dog?
Do I
personally?
That's a very personal question. It's like asking me if
American people deserve to know.
Every red-blooded American
important stuff.
Deserves to know.
Well, what kind of hot dog is it? Where am I getting it from?
Oh, doesn't matter. I'm not even playing a game anymore. This is absolutely serious. This is not a game.
Oh, well, like, am I getting it at a ballpark?
It shouldn't matter. If you're a woman of principle, it shouldn't matter where you get the hot dog.
Exactly. You know what? I disagree
with
that.
Wow.
You know,
I disagree.
It matters where the hot dog comes from. But you know what I put on my hot dog? You know what? This is actually a true fact. True fact? Cream cheese. Thank you very much.
Ah! God!
Sinner!
Sinner!
Don't knock it till you try it.
I wish I could help more.
Thank you, Chad.
We love everything you do, Chad.
All help is appreciated.
Hey guys, Josh here. Can you turn up the heat lamps? Anyways, I'm here to talk about a very important issue, which you may have noticed recently. The president declared hot dogs not a sandwich, pineapple doesn't belong in pizza. This argument is actually irrelevant. It's an experiment. You might have noticed, more importantly, that the stock price on cased meats and on pineapple laden pizzas has gone way down. Way down. I mean, we're talking like 39 cents a barrel. Yes.
A barrel of hot dogs.
A barrel of hot dogs, yeah. Well, of course, you know, to save money, you
really
transport them in a bulk quantity.
In a barrel.
Much like oil.
Well, barrels are reusable, so it's great. You know, you fill them.
You fill it with oil, you fill it with hot dogs.
You can use
yellow cake uranium barrels.
Hashtag 5D, how do you feel jorts affect this issue?
That one's right at you, bro.
How do jorts affect this issue?
The follow-up question.
What a great question it is. I mean, if anything, you've probably seen that the president's love of jorts has also greatly increased the cost of denim, as now everyone is clamoring to have a thick denim, lower body garment, like shorts, you could call them, but jorts around their bodies. I mean, it's a beautiful support. I mean,
never nude.
It makes you more confident, let me tell you. I could not be up here today without jorts. I reckon you try it. But more importantly, the stock market, as I was saying, the president, whether it's jorts, hot dogs, pineapples, you can see that his decisions, his tweets, his drunken thoughts that he actually posts and then deletes later, they can greatly change how our stock market functions. And that is a huge risk to the American people, and that's why he had to demonstrate it in this way. You need to learn.
Okay.
I guess we got it. I guess we nailed it.
My God. Oh my God, it's too true.
Was that three?
Yes, that was four.
No, it was three. I'll go.
Okay. You got it? You going
up? I guess that's a home run. Huh?
Go for it.
All right.
Excellent. The seat of true power.
Now, I'm here to address the rumors about the president declaring hot dogs not a sandwich and pineapple not belonging on pizza. Now, as much as I would love to address these rumors, the substance behind them, the true problem facing America today, is memes.
Memes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Memes.
Amen,
now,
brother.
In our previous administration, entirely too many dank memes with Barack Obama and Joe Biden were upon us. There were simply too many, and as a result of this, now memes have become simply too powerful and have taken away hot dog as a sandwich.
Forgettable white guys nodding their head everywhere.
From pizza. It is a travesty. I'll be taking questions now.
Do you know Ryan Gosling?
I might. I know a lot of people. I forget their names regularly.
He's just really important in memes.
Hey, girl. Take it down a notch.
How does the president feel on prequel memes?
Prequel memes are very well established as being part of the canon.
Mm. Is it pronounced GIF or JIF?
No comment.
Suck it, white guy.
Thank you. That will be all.
Awesome. Let's do a vote, and we need a new scandal.
I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll follow you up on this.
Drawing this scandal, and it's a hail chat, so you're going to have to sing it.
Damn it. Never mind.
I'll be drawing this scandal, and it's a hail chat, so I'm going to have to sing it. But right now, I'm just going to look longingly into the camera and say, hey, chat. How are you?
You try to become a GIF?
I'm working on it.
Are your abs photoshopped?
Excuse me?
Are your abs photoshopped?
Underneath the suit?
Underneath.
Yeah. Oh, no, my friend.
How's your Adonis belt?
They're real. I got some hip definition. I'll just say that. You can't see it though, I'm wearing a suit.
It maybe looks later. Rad.
Well, thanks everyone for coming to this press conference today. It's Jesus. The president has decided to pardon Satan as he is a great guy in person.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, I'm taking this one.
I can't deny that that's what has happened, but I'm going to do the rest of this in song because it's really important that I get my feelings out about this issue. And I'm going to randomly look through this pile of issues I have here. I think that's the song I want to do. The president has decided to pardon Satan cause he is such a great guy and you got to hand it to him. He's got an amazing wardrobe to wear, it's all red. I can't blame him, and could you even understand that fashion is the issue here, my friends? Yes, it really, really is. So if you dress nice, you can get a pardon too. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. I'll take your questions about fashion and Satan.
Does the devil wear Prada?
Yes.
Does the devil wear jorts?
Is the devil, in fact, jorts?
The devil created jorts.
That's why
they're
rad.
For the sole means of enslaving humanity.
You said soul.
That's what you did there. Did in fact... the devil go down to Georgia.
The devil went down on Georgia, but she...
This is the greatest show ever.
The God, I love the last people. Round was Maggie. Maggie!
Thank you.
All right. people of planet America.
Ooh, I need to draw another issue. Oh my God.
Tis I, Dean Amlo. Your press secretary. So,
The latest that you are all talking about, buzzing about here in the press room, is that the president has decided to pardon Satan, as he is, quote, a great guy in person. I do not know for a fact that the president has ever met in person Satan. I'll send an email and find out one way or the other. You'll find out tomorrow's briefing. What I am saying is that Satan hasn't technically been convicted of anything. No one. Even the devil made me do it defense doesn't hold water anymore. Not since after 1979. Don't ask me why it took so long, but it did. The real issue here, and I think we can all agree, is one of these here in my hand, which I'm going to sing about right now. Damn it. Well. Do you all think Satan is bad? But I'm here to tell you the truth. It's the filthy rich of the 1% who really are the douche.
That rhymes, that totally rhymes.
Your horrible whiteys with all of the money are taking it from you. And so don't be sad that Satan's not bad. At least he's not a...
Whoa!
Woo! What? I'm evil. That's how it works. I'm anti-everything.
You literally have to hug Mitch now. Just
yeah.
Shut it, Whitey!
Over here, on camera.
On camera. Here we go.
I would like to publicly apologize on behalf of the President of the United States for anything that I may have said that may have offended the people of whatever the hell Mitch is.
We're fucking chosen over here, all right? We were chosen for a reason, and that is to address... that the president has pardoned Satan.
I think it's a song.
I gotta ask myself, why did I come up here right now? And the answer is to address this in a song about... Hey, over here. God.
I think this one because it's the most evil.
But really, it's about drug trafficking.
Oh, this again.
Oh.
It is about.
There's a lot of songs about that.
There are songs about drug trafficking that go as far back as songs go, which is far into the past. And I will choose one for you now. If I can. But I may be having a little trouble right now. Charlie Brown is a clown. That Charlie Brown is a clown. And he asks himself, why is everybody always shitting on me and huffing it? And I'll take your questions now because I'm totally at a loss.
That was more of a spoken word.
That's okay. William Shatner gets away with that all the time, and why shouldn't you?
It was very Robert Preston.
Robert Preston. Well, Robert I got trouble, Preston. My friends. I got trouble right here in River City. That guy.
That's right.
Speaking. Forgettable white guy.
Yep.
But about Satan for 1 minute, Mark. Back on fucking me. What is with you? All right. There's a show over here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna take a question for Doofus Number One. Doofus Number One.
I forgot it in the middle of what I was saying. Dear God, Mark, don't put the camera on me. Keep it on me.
No, put it on him, Mark. On him. That's it? No more doofuses?
I had a question. The question was on the... What was this?
What was the question?
I don't remember the scandal.
Was
you
Satan.
Drunk motherfucker.
Satan is Satan. Like not pardoned.
Oh yeah. I mean, given all of the potential controversy involved with that kind of decision, I was just wondering if you could walk us through why the president decided to make this decision.
What was the president's rationale?
Rationale. I'm glad you asked. The president's rationale, which I could walk through now if I could stand up a little straighter.
There's a stool right there.
Huh. Thank you for the prompt. So the president's rationale regarding the pardoning of Satan, saved by the chat. My, it is hot in here, is it
hashtag
not?
Hashtag 5D Mitch. Why does Mark keep switching cameras?
Why does Mark keep switching cameras? That is your question.
Oh, I gotta answer that right now. I'd be happy to. Mark! Mark! Mark keeps switching cameras because he was put out of a job when we moved Harper RPG down to LA. And this is something that is so American, it is called passive disobedience. Right, Mark? You know it's the case, don't you? You passive-aggressive motherfucker.
He is from the Northwest. I mean,
they practice it up here along with Satanism.
He is a Northwest white guy. And he is
Be careful of the woods. Don't go in the woods. There's something ancient and evil in the woods.
Okay, let's call that a round. And let's find another scandal to deal with.
They asked me to create my own.
Create your own.
Should I go up there?
Or
I don't know if anyone can follow Maggie after this.
That's all right,
Our recent rumors have the president suggesting that we have replaced the Electoral College with America's Got Talent.
Ooh. Yes!
And
that'd be great.
America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Please address this.
Howie fucking Mandel. Sorry. Okay. He's a great guy.
Hi, kids. I think the press conference is just going great. It's not stressful at all.
Oh, God.
So I'm here to talk about, because you know, look, we know the Electoral College didn't work. I know. Oh, thank you. Yes, my hands are sweaty. The reason we have to change the Electoral College to America's Got Talent, though, it's because of beef.
Okay.
Because let me tell you, what happens when you watch America's Got Talent? You know what happens? Commercials. All right? They do these commercials, and it's all like the Hardee's and the what's the one with the non-nuggets? What's the one? Burger King. Have you seen the new commercial? They never say chicken once. No, I'm serious.
What do they call it?
It's a
golden
white meat crispy nugget.
Beefus, what's for dinner?
Hashtag 5D question for Maggie is, like, everything all right?
Thank you, chat. Oh my God.
I am so happy that you are concerned about my well-being. Everything's fine. I mean, you know, just doing a press conference. Like you do. But it's fine. Yeah. Is there a problem? Anyway, yeah, so it's the commercials, and no one votes anymore. I mean, please, have you seen those turnout numbers? Anyway, no one votes, so now America's Got Talent, they're not actually voting for the people, they're voting for the candidates. It's just who's got talent, who doesn't. Yeah. All right, kids.
So what does that have to do with beef?
Oh, because the beef's in the commercials. So we're using the beef. People gotta watch it because they don't know what to eat.
And can
you
feel the love? Hashtag 5D, can you comment on rumors that you've switched to number 3 pencils instead of the American number 2 pencil?
Whoa.
Well, the Dixon Ticonderoga It's a nice pencil.
The best pencil.
It is the best pencil. You know, sometimes what an American has to do is improvise with what they've got and just make the best of a situation. And you know what? That's what I've done.
Threes are darker, too.
Okay, that's racist.
Question over here. John Edwards, USA Today. What's for dinner?
Beef.
Follow up, please.
Yes.
Oh, good. The camera's fucking on me this time.
No,
hey, not anymore. Not anymore. Nice try. It's on us. Forgetful like us.
Hashtag 5D. I think what the American people need to know is where's the beef?
Thank you. It's on America's Got Talent commercials. That's what I've been saying. I don't know what you got. You got cotton in your ears?
No.
Take it off.
Chat took my question.
Oh. Well, I beat you to it. All
right. Yeah, I got nothing.
That's right. Nothing. All right, so what's the stuff?
The Electoral College.
All right, now get the camera off talent.
Okay. All right.
He's so picky.
So it's the Electoral College.
Has been replaced with America's Got Talent.
So the Electoral College has been replaced by America's Got Talent. Okay, so I don't actually know about America's Got Talent, but I do know about American Idol. And if the voting is anything like that...
Sorry.
Better out than in. Better out than in.
That's what I always say.
So if the voting is like that, then it's really secure. And, like, you can vote up to 50 times per candidate.
Exactly. Hail to Golden Waffle. Hashtag hail chat.
Woo woo! I don't know what that means.
You have to sing.
I do not.
I prefer pancakes.
Next one.
Okay, so anyway, so you can vote for 50 times per candidate or 50 times per voter and per method, because you can vote via text or online, or you can call, like if you're really super old school and you want to deal with the busy signal all the time, which is kind of exciting, but you know, sometimes it happens that way. But then but if you think about the voter turnout for American Idol or American whatever the other thing was,
America's Got Talent,
thank you, that one, or it's much better than like the presidency. Who votes for that crap? It's ridiculous. So if we adopt the strategies of reality television, so much better. And I was gonna say something about, oh, democracy, because everybody gets a vote. Everybody has a phone. Even homeless people have like cell phones. Like, you get phones.
Why am I suddenly sad?
Because you don't have a phone and you're not even homeless.
Well,
you must be a 12-year-old.
It's a flip phone.
Whose parents give you a flip phone because they don't want you to access the porn.
They say the internet is full of dangerous memes.
Porn.
Dark.
It's full of porn.
Okay.
Fact.
The internet is for porn.
The internet is for porn.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn.
Porn. Porn.
Can I
borrow your phone?
How long is this show?
Oh, it's over there. Somewhere.
I have no idea.
We've got a bit longer.
Seriously?
Are we? Yeah. What yeah, scandal are we on?
How many is
I'm
it?
Lost.
Still, it's two so far.
It's only two.
It's me and Maggie.
Wait, yeah. Do we have to sing on it? Or are we,
no.
What
about?
Is our scandal today?
Okay. The Electoral College has been replaced by America's Got Talent.
Good. I'm glad we can talk about something important in this room for once. Greetings, citizens of planet America. It is I, your secretary, Dean Amblo, trying to...
Amblo. Hyphenated?
C.
Want to get me a thank
you. Here to talk about the supposed scandal that is rocking the John White House today.
Hello, here's a new hashtag issue, the upside of the upcoming AI and robotic uprising. Everyone should praise the digitized overlords.
No one praises any overlords that I don't okay first, all right? We're on top of that, yes?
Yes, all right.
So.
Yes, cheers.
that.
Has the Electoral College been replaced by America's Got Talent? I have a question for you. Did you notice? I don't have an issue. I just wanted to point that out. This works. It's not outdated. It's very modern. Why don't we all do it this way from now on? Anyone?
I like it.
How about an issue then?
Drinking.
Ooh. Ah, good. Automation. Automation is the real issue here, not whether or not the Electoral College has been replaced by America's Got Talent. In fact, you can automate the entire process just by watching America's Got Talent. If you don't want to vote and you don't care who the candidates are, just set your TiVo to NBC on Thursday nights at 9 p.m.
Eight?
It does all the work for you. I don't know. I don't actually watch that show, Cracker.
I just figured because...
All right. Have a wonderful evening. Oh, wait. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Are non-Marantine life forms allowed to join the Electoral...
when you say non-Marantine, there is a clause for specifically
college.
Non-mammals.
Okay, so...
If you're looking for that.
There's a clause.
There is several clauses.
So humans can potentially join the electoral.
Clause or clauses?
Yes to both.
Oh, good. I didn't even think about that.
In fact, everything we do in this administration will have clause of some kind. Guaranteed by our dark elected official.
He's talking about Santa, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. The morning star, Santa.
Santa.
So, any other questions?
I got that reference.
I did too.
Hail Santa!
I know, it's just the Jude got the reference. That's cool, right? That's cool.
I only half got the reference and I'm not sure why. Oh, wait. No, I got it now.
I'm in such trouble.
Anyone else?
Why? Because I hugged you.
I thought not! Ablo, out!
Right. Abla?
Ablon?
Somebody Ablon? Save me!
Are we watching Smallville?
He does have a Clark Kent vibe about him, doesn't he?
Buffy, not Smallville.
It's the glasses,
no,
right?
That was yes.
Yeah, so I how y'all doing? It's good to.
I'm a bit warm
here today.
Yeah?
Nothing's on fire. I could use a heated rock.
Nothing's on fire. Everything's good. Everything's happy in the land of this administration.
Can you touch your tongue here,
I'm so happy to be in front of you right now. I cannot overstate how proud I am to be a part of this administration. Someone want me to talk about the recent decision to change.
What is Howie Mandela to security clearance?
The electoral college. And,
I'll get a box of tissues.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really happy we changed the Electoral College. I'm really happy, you know, because it's all about our natural resources at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the president told me I had to tell you. but you know, it's cool. It's about the natural resources of this country. And really, at the end of the day, what is more intrinsically American than our natural desire to be resourceful?
Baseball?
Natural resourcefulness.
Apple pie.
Doesn't help. I'm answering the question.
Peanut butter?
I'm standing here now. Something's happening.
Hashtag scandal. There is a rumor that the president has changed our national anthem to How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Go on record to say Chad Kroeger is a national treasure.
National treasure.
Oh no, we're taking him. He's too cool. He has to be American now.
So it was his birthday 2 weeks ago. We're on the same page. That I mean, it's nothing more natural and more resourceful than to lean into the most intrinsic American desire to, you know.
What?
Sorry, when Maggie does the thing with her hair, it's really
blows the lock of hair out of her face.
Just the American desire to, you know, make a name for yourself, and then nothing, you know, America's Got Talent or any other show that lasts for a couple of years, any of those would be valid as far as Electoral College is concerned. The president who has not given me a drinking problem in any way, shape, or form. Neither am I in or out of character when I say that. Is definitely doing the right thing by all Americans by this decision to utilize our great tradition of reality television. I'll take a question or two. I'll regret it, but I will. Question? I pointed at you. Okay, question?
I feel a great bit of despair over what you've just told us, Mr. Press Secretary. What are my options?
What are your options? No, it's good. We've got plenty of options. I mean, we've got this option.
Whoa!
And,
that's a lot of iced tea.
That's a lot of iced tea. And that's you know,
it's theater.
It comes in
theater.
Clear as well. That's your
yeah,
other option.
Oh, good.
You got
okay.
Brown. You got clear. You're good.
Thank you.
Yep. Anyone else? I said clear.
Said clear.
How do I get the talent if I do not have the talent? Mm. I need to get
God. Oh, no, that is the beauty of the American system today. Is if you want to go on America's Got Talent, you would go on reality TV. You would just go anywhere. You don't need talent.
You just
need volume.
Stuff.
That's all you need. Just be loud. Someone will pay attention.
Or boobs.
Boobs and loud. Boobs. That works.
Loud boobs.
Loud boobs.
Loud boobs.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret makes a bra of speakers now. It's very helpful.
Somebody save me!
That's not what they meant
so
by
called
more
a, it's
volume.
It's called a pump it up, right? Is that what's going on?
Is that how you remind me? Is that how
you I don't know.
Oh, wait. So no other questions. Thank you very much.
Dang it.
We have passed the $1,000 mark. Oh! Oh!
Thank you, Kat. Thank
that
you,
why? Sarah.
That was four.
Why?
Also, that was four.
That was four.
Round. On the next round, every single person will respond and do so in song.
Oh, damn.
All right, so we have a new issue, right?
New scandal. There's
new
one
scandal.
From chat. The
okay.
New scandal is that there is a rumor that the president has changed our national anthem to How You Remind Me by
right.
Nickelback.
And we have to sing our answers?
You have to sing your answers.
All right.
Preferably
I'll,
in Nickelback format.
Oh, that's not happening, but I'll take one for the team here. I'll go first while you, I'm giving you time to think about what the hell you're going to do.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Because I'm not singing a real song.
Either is Nickelback.
Snap, new guy!
Oh, random white guy for the win.
It's yeah. Zach. It's Zach.
Forgettable. Forgettable
is
white
though?
Guy.
Is it? Right.
It's Zach.
Zach.
Here is the thing you need to know. We were being so patriotic when we heard our national anthem. Men and women are men and men are women and women are whatever you gonna be, whoever you gonna be with. We're feeling the passion of the patriotism. And they were getting down and dirty and doing their thing. And that's not okay because there's too many kids. Because the STDs started rising in America. So what did we do? We changed the national anthem to Nickelback, which makes everyone soft. So there's no problem anymore with the STDs.
Nice.
Are we out?
I just want to go on record to say I do not know her. Nor am I taking her home later.
Oh, you are.
I do and I am.
I totally am.
You are. Any questions?
After a glass of water and a couple of baby wipes.
I left one. I am feeling.
Maybe less questions.
Less questions?
Yeah,
no shit. I don't think anybody can follow that.
It's the baby wipe thing that we got
here. Yeah.
I'm pretty much.
No, I guess.
Everything I was planning is now gone.
It's gone.
What's the scandal?
Oh my god. Baby wipes?
What's the scandal?
The scandal is now baby wipes.
Only the worst thing that could ever happen in the history of our country, according to the dirty liberals. So, it's me, everyone. Hello, citizens of planet America. I'm glad to see all of you. It is I, your beloved Secretary of the Press, Mr. Dean Amblow, and I am here to be completely not evil in every way. So, there are rumors floating around Capitol Hill and also all of the cities and states and on social media and also somewhere in Estonia that the president has gone ahead and just changed the national anthem to Nickelback's song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John. That's not right.
Hashtag scandal if Aquaman is related to Atlanteans, does that make him a Merkin?
A man Merkin.
A man Merkin. Which takes
That's
us back
the
to hot dog.
Scandal.
Good.
You can continue with Nick.
As I said, it's a rumor that the national anthem has been officially changed to Nickelback's song that probably sounds like every single one of their other songs.
You remind me. That one.
This is how you remind me. Let me point out that our president.
Just heard the news. Let's go for gold. Love you, Thumpers.
Woohoo!
Love it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We're very close to our goal.
Which
day.
Is what we're shooting for is a goal, right?
Aren't we always?
Yes, unless we're shooting for below the belt, which is where I prefer to shoot from being completely good.
From or to?
Both.
Yes. So, has it been changed? Here's my question. Did you notice?
Ring, 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 ring.
That's a callback.
The president comes from humble beginnings. The president is a businessman. He couldn't make it as a wise man. He couldn't make it as a poor man.
Oh my God.
The point is, America, this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
It's not like you to say sorry.
It is not like me to say sorry, but I will say sorry because we are focusing on something that's not important when we have so many issues with personal hygiene in this country.
I teach middle school, I can.
Chad Kroeger, the writer of our great national anthem, in fact, only showers twice a week. That's fact. That is fact, and he does one of those in urine.
Oh.
And that's the second shower of the week.
Ooh.
No, I'm sorry. I have to say it. I spoke to him. We are friends. We are in the same evil fraternity. And yes, he only bathes twice a week, one of those times in urine. Now, would the president make a man like that write our national anthem?
Yes.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Yes, maybe he would. But is that so bad? Because, did you notice? Did you, America? AMLO out.
I got it.
Save the bourbon.
Somebody better go.
Oh, wow. No one wants to follow that.
Is there a scandal?
Is there a way?
Everyone has to go.
New scandal?
Everyone has to go on.
Oh, everyone has to go.
Everyone has to go.
I already went.
You know what? Was it a
tip
when it happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, then
Everybody has to go.
You're supposed to be singing it.
What was the
scandal
supposed to be singing
again?
It? Oh, don't worry.
He quoted the lyrics. It's good.
This is how you remind me replacing our national anthem.
I sang some.
Yes, you must. Everyone must answer. We must all.
Evil is monotone.
All of us?
It doesn't have to be long.
Even me, Kyle?
Yes, Kyle.
I thought you were Scott.
His name is Rick.
Scott's the other.
Josh?
His name is Chad.
No, he's
Chad.
Get ready to
Chad now.
Jesus, sit down.
I can be Chad.
But you were too tall.
Sorry, I was too tall for a moment just then. But apparently,
gotta work on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president has changed our national anthem to This Is How You Remind Me by Nickelback. The fuck, right?
I know. With ya.
I'm just gonna take a second and collect myself. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night o'er a rampart we watched were so gallantly
never made it as a wise man.
And the rock
and the
red,
the
bones bursting in air.
staring at you.
And
seven copyright infringements later.
Motherfucker!
That counts as us all singing.
Yeah, we all sang, right?
Everybody sang.
Yeah, I think that's they all sang.
I only sang for 15 seconds.
At the end of the day, folks, this is why communism is a problem.
Everybody had to sing.
Oh no.
We all participated in that.
Like communism?
Like communism.
This is so wrong.
But at the end of the day, that's not the scandal I want to talk to you about right now, folks.
No.
It's not.
Is it the rails?
It's that whole issue I've heard about. People are talking about it, let's be honest.
I'm firmly on the third rail.
People are talking, there's rumors out there, rumor mongering. About the president operating a secret fight club in the basement of the White House.
Do they take their shirts off?
Yep.
How ripped are they?
I mean, no. No, they don't, because it's a rumor. It's a rumor.
I'm imagining my own president.
There's a rumor.
Give me a minute.
There's a rumor that the president is operating a secret fight club underneath the White House. And I just want to make sure you all know that that rumor is just that. It's a rumor. And the reason I can prove to you this rumor is actually still because of communism.
It repeats. It continues.
Any questions?
Why aren't you singing?
Why isn't
we
your shirt off?
That.
No. It was everyone has to sing. Everyone has to respond.
I joined your husband on Nickelback.
Well, yeah, because he's good.
Yeah.
What are the rules of this apparent not real fight club?
And why isn't your shirt off?
Were there...
My homeboy tried to warn me about that, but you got me.
Makes me so horny. Ooh,
no.
Rumble smooth skin.
No.
You see where
no,
I get my bins?
No.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. Mitch started
singing.
Mitch started singing.
When Yes And goes wrong.
We're going to have to cut out a minute of this.
No, but at the end of the day, folks, you just got to recognize that the issue with this fight club is that it's just a rumor. In fact, it's such a rumor. We'll move on to the next scandal.
I have the next
which involves copyright infringement. So
I do have the next scandal.
Yeah, what is it?
The next scandal is if Aquaman is related to Atlanteans, does that make him American?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's really a question.
Bring us back to hot dogs.
If Aquaman is related to the Atlanteans.
I don't write him. I just
is he really a Merkin?
Is he really a Merkin?
Like an American.
Is this show just trivia?
Now, the issue, I'm sorry, but the issue I'd like to talk to you today, folks, is chat. Chat is this amorphous, kind of tenuous thing that exists in an ether of unreality and reality. And sometimes it brings us horrific, horrific puns like that one.
Yeah.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat, for that. I'm done.
No, we just really lowered the temperature in the room. Where's my hot rock?
Where's our heated rock?
I
got really icy there.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, that's the only way we're gonna survive.
We're talking about Aquaman and Merkins.
Okay, that's better.
Does that make him a Merkin?
I feel better.
I'm a little hungry for.
All right.
I think I left all my issues up. All right,
kids. We're talking about, you've heard Aquaman. There's this question going around. I know the movie's coming out. I mean, it's out now, so it's like everyone's talking about the Aquaman. You know, if he's related, is he a Merkin? And you know what? Here's the bigger question. If they are real, why are not they not getting taxed? Okay? That's the bigger issue. Our money is paying for their underwater sea castle. Probably made out of sand. Anyway, that's the bigger deal, taxes. Because we need to be taxing everyone, big and small. Wait. Yes.
I just learned some upsetting information about Mark Wahlberg and Merkins, and
I know. My husband. My husband took you into the hallway. I saw, I assumed.
You're welcome.
I'm a little
speechless. I know.
In Seattle?
Now here's the thing. Why aren't we taxing them?
I mean, for
the Merkins?
Good question.
It's a valid question. I just wanted to clarify.
I
Hashtag scandal. The president's neighbor has been snooping around and found that he's had too many people over and has to move. What should he do about the neighbor?
I'm just glad I don't have to answer that one.
That one's a little close to home.
So anyway, taxes.
Oh, did I go there?
Oh god, sorry. My husband just keeps taking people the whole way. Anyway, questions. Questions about taxing the Atlanteans.
I'm just so upset. I'm very upset.
Are the Merkins taxed separately?
Is there a separate category for taxing Merkins?
Yes. They're very popular.
What if the Merkins also are running a major corporation? Should we tax those Merkins?
Yes, everyone. Everyone gets taxed.
So Merkin Corp gets taxed. Now, do they provide Merkins? If they provide Merkins for female merpeople and male merpeople, are we also cutting into the hot dog tax we talked about earlier?
Ooh, very good question. Very good question. The president has no comment at this time.
Thank you.
I understand, excuse me. Mm-hmm. The Mark motherfucker, seriously. the president, as I understand it, hired a Merkin hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Wow. That explains a lot.
That tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And I want to know, is the part on the side or straight down the middle? Oh!
I like that you ask the hard-hitting questions. I like, that's why I ask you to come to these press conferences.
But I don't think I'm going to be asked again.
Here's your answer. Neither.
Whoa.
Yeah, you think about that part now.
I study that.
Yeah, you study it.
What is the difference between a Merkan and a Merkant?
That would be the difference between you and the president.
We are forgettable wine pairs.
Right, exactly. So you can't. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Mrs. Oda, you look amazing tonight.
which Oda are you from?
All of them.
We're still chewing on the Merkins.
The Odas.
Before we move on to the next
citizens of planet America!
Did you say chewing on? Did you say
it is
chewing?
I.
What was the question?
Your esteemed Press Secretary, Dean Ablo.
I like it.
So, apparently, you all think we have yet another scandal because we still allow free thought for some reason. Hooray, America! Best planet ever.
Hooray for liberdom.
So, the issue today, if Merman, they ask, or Aquaman, is half Atlantean, is he Merkin? I see what you did there, America. Good on ya. Good on ya, America. Is he Merkin? What he is half Atlantean. And do you know what that half isn't? That's right, American. So what we really need to be focusing on, instead of whether or not our greatest superhero of this particular month, because that's when his movie comes out, is some sort of prosthesis. What we should be focusing on is patriotism.
Oh, yes.
Patriotism,
Your game. Got it.
Because Atlanteans are foreigners. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter if he's Merkin or not. It matters if the other half came from here. Am I right? Let me get an amen.
Amen.
Oh my god, it burns. All right, that's fine. That's fine, totally worth it. Oh god, no, it really burns. Oh, I said god out loud, that burns even more. Here we go. So, yes, questions.
Question. You mentioned Merkin. I'm confused because there's parts of this country that are a Merkin.
Merkin, exactly.
Yes, now, all of the great southern states, as well as well over half of the Midwest, is
Merkin.
Or at least checks Merkin on their college applications.
Follow-up question, because you said that he was half Atlantean, which meant he was half not American, but if they in the South are Merkins and he's a Merkin, then he's half American.
I agree with you.
I see you've done exactly the same math as everyone else at the table. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, most of that lipstick is near your mouth. So congratulations there as well. Does anyone have something to write with? No one, you say. Well then, is there another question from the penis gallery?
Yes, woo! Actually, on that note, so which? So are both halves man, or is one part aqua? Which does the lower and upper part? Are they both man?
Ah, I see you. The question is really about.
Hashtag spin doctor, but what is the president doing about the White Walker threat from the north? Is he ever going to build that wall and protect us? We all know that winter is coming.
Oh, it's well known that the White Walkers are supposed to pay for that wall. So, I'm not sure. The deal that we have in place right now, our great overlord has said, will be paid for in part by the White Walkers themselves, as well as many of the wildlings trying to come over as we speak. Any questions related to the scandal that I was given at the beginning of my round here?
You know, you didn't answer my question, but I think that's okay.
Ask the question again then, Caucasian.
No, I can't, I'm busy drinking this cup.
Very well.
Okay, we're just gonna bro out for a minute.
So, if it's all right with absolutely everyone else at the table, Ablo out.
5 minute warning, everybody.
5 minutes to what?
Seriously?
So we're done.
Oh my god.
Well, but we got a lot of scandals.
It's too soon
to get through.
We need to pimp some things.
I will pimp it through.
Is there going to be a lightning?
We got to switch to the one last scandal now if you only have 5 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. The last one they gave us we can't do.
Okay.
Well, why?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, because.
Okay, Joe,
because.
I'm going to hop in really quick.
Get in there. TOS?
So, however, everyone has plus one issue on this, that White Walker one.
Okay, so since we are in a five-minute lightning round situation, what we're going to do is everybody's going to grab a new scandal. You're each going to draw a scandal as you come to the top, and then just deal with it as you get up here. Good luck.
Good.
It will be hellacious, but fun. Just to throw out all the things we need to do, so much of us all up here are involved with Zombie Orpheus Entertainment. You can catch our stuff at zombieorpheus.com, at... YouTube Zombie Orpheus, Twitch Zombie Orpheus, Twitter Zombie Orpheus,
Amazon Zombie Orpheus.
Yeah, just look us up. You'll
Masters of the Metaverse on Mondays.
Masters of the Metaverse happening. Death from Above is coming back.
Saturday.
Very happy to help out Hyper.
Google
She's good.
It.
She's good. Google the stuff.
Don't
Google
actually
the stuff.
Google the stuff. It won't
support the harebrained schemes guy over here. The other one over here as well.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You can also go to thefantasy.network.
Yes,
all
the fantasy network. And
Flashpoint is real, bitches. Go
yes.
play it.
And
oh my god.
Just weeks away.
So anyway, just so you know, all that, have heard that and done the spiel and whatnot. He does flip that camera a lot. I'm
no shit.
Right now. So having said that, everyone come up. Someone grab a scandal. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so scandal and issue for everybody.
Yeah, so
everyone
grab
their
scandal.
Own.
Is it, or is it
whatever.
Two issues?
Grab your own.
Two issues for everybody.
Two issues.
Yep.
All right. I don't know what
Tissues.
Anything is. Nothing. I know nothing.
Just grab a scandal. See what
the
happens.
White House is totally haunted, you guys. Like it's super haunted. And you know why? Because cheap labor, hello. Like ghosts, you don't have to pay them. You don't have to pay them shit.
They're
all
like
they
streamers.
Want, all they want is to like move stuff around and go, ooh. That's all they want. Okay, so super cheap labor. Okay. And they also they do crowdfunding. Like the ghosts, they crowdfund with other ghosts and they're like, yo, come let's haunt this White House, okay? And they're like, bro, let's super come haunt this White House. And they're super good at it because they get together and it's kind of like when you're at Disneyland and you're in the Haunted Mansion thing and they're all dancing and it's super crazy and they totally do that for real. Just like that. Any questions?
Yeah. I heard the poltergeists have a new stretch goal. Could you describe it, please?
Yeah, the stretch goal is to get other poltergeists around and to like have a super poltergeist party. Duh.
Do we all get that?
Well, if the poltergeist decides to, like, inhabit you, then you could be, like, part of the party, but really, they don't need any fleshy people. They just need, like, ghosty people.
I contributed $15, and I think I should get the fleshy people.
Well, dude, you get to totally go. If you give them money, they will do what you want, because with money, ghosts can get whatever they want. Ghosts already have whatever they want, and then money will buy them more, like Xboxes and stuff.
Don't
work. I think I missed something.
No, you missed a non sequitur, pal. That's what you missed.
Oh, good comic.
Okay, Dad, yes? All right.
What was the the scandal again?
I have no fucking idea.
You gotta pull a new scandal. Okay.
Oh. Pull your own.
Oh, it's, you oh, it's roll your own?
Fine. Just jump in there. No, pull your own.
It may be roll your own because it's Seattle.
Roll your own.
All right.
Tacoma.
All right.
Thank you very much. All
right. T-10. It's Greater Seattle
Great
area.
City.
That's got too many words. That's got too many words. Oh, fuck. That's
they all have words on them, man.
They all have words on them!
Do you want me to read it to you?
Do you want me to give you one in pictures?
Yes, please.
Mitch, absolutely.
Mitch, that one, do you need right? a hug?
No, I'm good.
And our Uber.
Oh, actually, this is really related that sounds to great. Another one, so maybe not. Give
oh.
me a different one.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. There.
All right.
Yeah, I saw what that was, and I realized I was totally mistaken to hand you that.
All right. The president has renamed the Secret Service the jerks that won't let me do anything fun.
That's not a scandal. It's true. The president has labeled the Secret Service jerks that won't let me have any fun because the president likes to have fun. Who doesn't like to have fun?
Girl.
Communists. No? Communists.
Communists don't like to have fun. Globalists are behind the fun. I was going somewhere with that, but I'm going to move on.
They have an issue. Conservatives don't like everybody else to have fun.
That's right. My body, my choice whether to have fun. But let's talk about fracking.
Have you ever fracked your body?
I have fracked. Quick question, chat. Are my children in the audience right now? Because if not, let's talk about, wow.
Whoa.
Let's talk about fracking, my friends.
You owe us a new lens.
Fracking, as you know, is about the extraction of vital, help me out.
I thought it was about killing Cylons.
It's quite destructive.
Natural gas.
Minerals. Oh, I get it. I met Richard Hatch one time. Let me tell you about that because it's embarrassing.
Well, good. I want to hear about it.
It's not good.
Okay. Well,
and then, too soon.
But I still want
fracking,
to hear about it.
The 13th tribe, if you will.
Well, I thought the story of fracking was about how you got your kids.
I'm still on that. My children.
Tribe.
God damn it. I yes and like a motherfucker. Now. So, all right, let's. Fresno.
Fresno.
I was in Fresno
it's
one time.
Hole. Fresno was a hole.
God, that's romantic.
I have fracked
you were fracking
in Fresno.
In a hole.
Fracking in Fresno. I was fracking in Fresno. Back me up on this. What was the scandal again?
You picked
it's on the card.
I know, but I
that
can't
was,
focus right now.
Yeah, the president has renamed the Secret Service the jerks that won't let me have any fun.
That's what I'm talking about. The Secret Service have handcuffed the president. Oh, please, motherfucker, literally. A little too left for you? I don't think so.
Love it.
So,
homie, don't play that?
Yeah, no.
This is the lightning round, right?
I have caught lightning in a bottle, my friend.
Yeah,
real fast. I will see
right
you
there,
at your evaluation.
That bottle is currently empty. I don't need to.
Once a producer, always a producer.
Amen.
So where were we?
Morning scrum.
We were standing up and telling each other what we were doing today and yesterday, and that yesterday the president was making it rain. But the Secret Service saw otherwise.
No questions.
Boom!
No
questions. Damn it, we duct taped those!
Oh man. Those were. No,
it's
like.
It's cool, it's why
Mitch
I bought plastic.
It's like 35
cents
a piece.
Literally why I bought plastic. Mitch is gone.
Earthworms of planet America.
We have an update.
We do have an update. I've called this meeting today because the president asks every White House visitor every three riddles before allowing them entry. Now, I know this has been a problem for some of you, and I'm sorry. Totally freaking sorry, guys. But it's the same three questions every day. What is your name? What is your quest? And what is your favorite color?
if you don't know them, you can't come in. At least we're not just throwing reporters out randomly anymore because we don't like the questions they asked. Now, if they don't like the questions we ask, they don't have to come in! Capiche? Everyone?
Got it.
So that's not the issue then, is it?
I guess not.
No! The issue is gun violence. There are children shooting other children with guns that we allow them to have!
Do we allow the children to have guns, or do we allow the parents to have guns? The parents are stupid.
Look, I don't know how it all works. I'm afraid of guns. I've never even seen one up close that wasn't on one of the guys who doesn't let me do anything fun.
Right.
From the department of those guys who don't let me do anything fun.
Right.
Anyway, I heard kids shooting other kids, not even in a gang.
No.
Just like in school and stuff.
And Fortnite.
In Fortnite, all the time. So, I'm not really sure what the riddles have anything to do with anything at all. Fake frickin' news, right? And in closing, I've written a song about it.
Oh, wow.
Woo! Someone messed with my stuff.
Somebody picked the key. There we go.
Don't shoot kids with guns. Oh, yeah. That's really all. Peace out.
Wow.
Ouch.
Okay, lightning rounds. Keep going, guys.
So much lightning. So much round.
So we picked two scandals?
One scandal.
One scandal. Two issues.
One scandal, two issues.
Great. Got this.
Alright.
Oh, this makes sense.
Alright,
guys.
Do you need more?
I'm gonna need you to Scott,
up there needs our attention.
It's Peter.
Peter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Suck it, Whitey.
I don't wanna. I need to defend the president. All right. I've come here for a very important reason. First of all, I want to announce that I will be retiring. It's my first day. It's also my last day. It's been a long day.
But who's gonna help me plug in the hot rock?
Is that a euphemism? Okay, I'll stay a little longer.
Thank you, Peter.
But the president has called an orgy broadcast to show off a new magic trick. And you can see why this is an issue, right? Straight away. Because you know who's gonna cover it? PBS. BS is in the name. I think it's pretty clear that all their investigative journalism, their masterclass theater, it's a charade. Did you know? It's masterclass theater, it's not even real. Those are actors.
No.
Who are paid.
That makes it a charade. Actors being paid.
Actors are liars.
Exactly.
Professionally.
And they're being paid with gold because of the gold standard, which I thought we did away with. I thought we moved to a fiat currency. But I've been informed recently that
like the car?
Just like the car. And you can imagine how impractical it is to try to pay people with cars that aren't even made in America.
They're not even real.
Not even real, exactly. So in closing, PBS. BS. Gold standard, also a problem. I think we should only pay people in copper alloys.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. That's it.
My mom has a copper fiat.
Right. Copper fiat.
Uh-huh. Lightning round. We're going in. Okay. Scandal is.
What could go wrong?
The east wing of the White House was converted into a giant shark tank. And yeah, you know, that's true. And you know why? It's because of goddamn sugary drinks, which is the real problem in America. Okay, look. You get a drink in you, and all of a sudden you sit there and you're like, what if we move the bed into the living room? I mean, crazy idea, right? But you're drunk, so you don't care. You know why you're drunk? Sugary drinks. Because not only do you get drunk, but you get excited and hyper. You start moving things.
Because you put rum in it, right?
No, you put the stupid mixes in it. That's why you just got to go straight.
Oh, but where'd the sugar come from?
It's just the mixers, clearly.
So the sugar
There's
is
no
in the
sugar
mixer.
In alcohol. Okay, keep going.
How many pencils do you have?
Not enough, all right, Chris? You shut your hole over there. All right, anyway, but that's why the White House was converted into a giant shark tank, because you know what? The president was drunk. The president was sitting there, and he was like, hey, listen, hey, what if instead of the East Wing, we just had a giant shark tank? Then when diplomats come over and you don't like them, into the shark tank. World peace.
Makes more sense than anything I said.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the standard.
Very nice. Alright,
someone
else. Lighting. I think we're done.
Did
no,
we do it?
We haven't gone.
Oh, we like, all got it.
Fur coat hasn't gone. Alright.
Wouldn't be a lightning round.
So, this is the slowest lightning round in history, ladies and gentlemen. So here I am,
no
with
nipples.
My flask open. No nipples. Apparently that's it's a terms of service thing.
It's very important.
I know, chat, you're familiar with the terms of service.
I got mine surgically removed.
But really, what I'm here to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, is that the First Lady wants to remove Montana from the Union. And you know what? She's 100% right. Because Montana is a state that wants to colonize Mars. And I think this is a brilliant idea. We take all the people in Montana, we make them Mars colonists, we send them up to Mars. We don't need a state. It becomes part of, like, one of the OTAs, and part of Wyoming, and part of Idaho.
It's
no problem. We simplify the electoral process by removing one state from the Union. Easy, easy peasy. But also, we're going to reduce the number of foreign languages spoken in the United States because
finally,
Montanans don't speak English.
What do they speak?
Montanan.
Market.
Which is different how?
It has something to do with sheep, but I don't know. I don't really know the ins and outs. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, every joke I'm going to make
excellent.
Is going to be about sex. I'm sorry, Pax. That's where I'm in a blue mood tonight. I also have China, Mexico, and interest rates. So, good night!
Oh. Oh, he's a vampire.
Lightning round.
So
lightning
woo! Round.
Here we go, scandal. Here we go.
What happened to you?
Oh, no.
Don't ask questions.
I like girls. And I cannot lie.
Scandal today. It has been discovered that the president requests to be tucked in by the vice president every night. Really? Come on, come on, come on. I mean, let's stay focused on corn.
Oh!
Hey-o! The president only tucked in every night. He's really just worried about corn. Is corn ever? Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup.
They're putting in carbs.
Corn sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. We gotta concentrate on all those things and really, really focus on rent. The rent is too damn high.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
LA, Seattle, rent. I mean, this is why we're here. The studio, this is why we're having trouble finding a place. The rent is too goddamn high. Holy shit. Maggie, where's Maggie?
She's right here.
Come here, baby. Questions. Forget about white guy.
Yeah,
number two, number one?
I have a question. Can I still have a ride home?
My name is, baby.
My name is Todd.
Todd.
Forget about white guy. And, what? You guys?
What?
Are you wearing her? Right now?
I'm sorry, was that one of the topics I think?
Focus on the
no,
issues.
But that's the question
issue.
I have,
you know, this
and
is,
you called on me, so...
This is the problem with
really
reporting
you, right?
Today, okay? You just stick to the topics at hand. You can't just ask willy-nilly whatever question you want to ask.
Did you... Okay, here's a question for you then. Is he hot or what?
I can't answer that.
Why not?
Because I'm not
on the
president.
Think...
Well,
what
that
is
was
that?
A
oh,
fire.
Sounds magical. I've got a question for Ross over there. Did you not get the script because you're not sticking to it?
Sorry.
Today. There's a question for you, sir.
Is
way
there any validity?
There's
a
question
for you.
Yeah, that was not.
I forgot to check my email after.
Is there any validity to
ready.
The rumor that the president is not, and I quote, EDM as fuck, bro?
There is actually 100% true. The president is absolutely EDM as fuck. I wish I could just keep talking and Mark could somehow cue up that song. Maybe he's ready. I mean, back in the old days, the old person who used to run that shit would be able to cue that song up. And I'm just saying. just throwing that out there, But God, I could just keep stalling. Mark could cue that song up. That'd be perfect.
I think you just rather than the camera on
depressing
you.
Song we've been listening to the last same loop of three songs over and over. Just cueing that song up.
Excuse me. I'm old, sir. But what is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he doing something? Oh, there's a classic band in the vein of Nickelback called Knife Party. they were in the running for the presidential national anthem. Ring, ring, another callback.
Wow. Ring, ring. Yeah. I keep getting this thing. Does this thing mean wrap it up?
No, it doesn't mean keep going.
There you go. Sorry, when I was a stand-up, that meant get off stage.
The funny thing about music is usually, especially extended versions, they have an intro before they get into the break.
Is that what we're experiencing?
So, you know, a lot of times it's like a lot of solid beats so you can mix it in. You gotta cut to the point, the cue point is what they're called.
How long do you have to wait before the beat drops?
Depends on various songs. Various songs could be right away. It could be, you know, research. It's
actually
around.
There is a refractory period.
Really depends
after the beat drops.
Can you drop the beat too soon?
You can indeed drop the beat too soon. You gotta control the hype levels.
But can you turn the beat around?
I love to feel percussion.
So you're saying I can turn the beat off. I can.
Never mind. Turn the beat off.
I'm
trying real hard to show
my nipples. Turn it upside down.
You can indeed turn the beat upside down. You can reverse it, smack it up, flip it, and rub it down.
Wow, right. Well, I'm convinced.
Yeah. Hop in here. Close this out.
Okay.
Please, God. Close
us out. Save us from ourselves.
So, I'm really happy to be here. I have in no way, shape, or form applied for any other jobs today. Really, really, really hoping that Jimmy John's calls me back.
I used to work there. I can give you a reference.
That would be amazing. So I'm told the problem is that the president refuses to come out from under the bed.
That's fair.
And, you know, I understand why some people think that's a scandal. But it's not. It's not a scandal. I'm literally out of cards.
Just grab one. Anyone.
Oh, I'm having all of the issues thrown at me right now.
It's okay. You know why he's hanging out underneath that bed? It's for a very good reason. He's doing it for you, people. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for you because he recognizes that at the end of the day, you know, there's always the possibility of a drought. Always. Yeah. Always could happen. Yeah. You know, like droughts happen. They just, one day you're like, water. Oh God, it's gone. And droughts open. What do you do?
Not in Washington.
No, it happens everywhere.
Not
droughts
in Washington.
Everywhere. And so by hiding underneath the bed, the president's, he's basically saying to everyone right now, like, no, look, underneath the bed, there's like boogeymen.
Boogeymen come from other dimensions. In other dimensions, they have water. And he wants you to know that by hiding underneath the bed. But you know what? I was just telling you that as a distraction. Because if I'm really honest with you, the main thing we should
best
be focused on as a country. We should really be focused on vaccination. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. I think it's very important. It's important because when people don't get vaccinated, bad things happen. And that's why the president's underneath the bed. Because he knows that there are bad things underneath the bed.
Skynet, that's how you get Skynet.
You want Skynet, that's how you get Skynet. You want outbreaks, that's how you get outbreaks. It was a good movie 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
20-year-old fuck.
I think it was. It was like late 90s, wasn't it?
No. Mr. Secretary. Mr. Secretary.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Secretary.
Constantly being reminded of
Mr. Secretary.
Yes, yeah, I have time for one or two.
Could you comment on the president's outbreak?
President's outbreak? Oh, you know, the president's broken out of many things. Hopefully one day he'll be somewhere he can't break out of.
Speaking of which, I know that the president likes to hide under the bed, but also, can you explain, when he was trapped in the closet, how did he get out?
Oh, you know, the president's stance on people who are trapped there, I mean, he's always been a very affirmative person in his own twisted way. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, this administration has a long-standing policy of, oh God, that's shiny. What's over there?
I don't think
is that everybody?
This has been your press conference. We hope you enjoyed it. Have a great night.
And scene.